Hello, my name is Laura Denning and I play Miss Hedge in Everybody's Talking About Jamie. I've been doing it since March 2020. It was only meant to be 7 months, but we're wow. still here. Thank goodness, though. We're having a great time.
Absolutely. You mentioned March 2020. I think that's a date that's etched on all of our minds because, obviously, as an actress, you know, being in the theatre business, going into lockdown, that must have been tough.
It was really tough. Yeah, we were in Birmingham. It was the 16th of March in Birmingham. And then we were all brought onto the stage and said, we're done. We thought it was going to be 12 weeks. And I think it ended up being about 85, something like that.
Wow. So literally, you were on stage in Birmingham, ready to go. And then it just no, actually, you know, that's it. We're locked down. Go home.
Yeah. Kind of thing. The rug was literally pulled from under us, and we all just sort of went home in a daze, didn't know what to do. Wow. But that happened all over the country, yeah. Obviously.
We had a similar situation in Woking. I was going to watch Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, actually, at Woking Theatre that night. And we just got the text at the last minute from the theatre just saying, sorry, it's cancelled. I think people had arrived and everything. It was just I bet you were glad, when you could get back into doing what you love and being back on stage.
Yeah, we really were. And also, we'd only done 5 weeks of the show. So we were so fresh and so up for it and so up for the tour. And the beauty of the show is it's so popular, especially with younger audiences and even older. But, you know, the younger audiences really resonate with it. And we sort of knew we always were going to come back, which is great. So we always knew we would continue telling the story, and we were all so happy and we all get on. I know it's a cliche, but we all absolutely adore each other. We're one big family, and that's really lovely. So it was great.
That is good. I suppose, you know, being in that sort of community, performing the show night after night, keeping it fresh every performance, you need to get on. You need to have that camaraderie relationship with your co-stars, don't you?
Yeah, we really do. And I play the teacher. And I'm sort of, it's not that she's not the nicest of people, but she sort of gets in the way. She gets in the way of all the students, you know. She's sort of the blurb that I like to use for her is, you know, do you think me being here today teaching you was my first choice? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of that, like, don't dream because it will never happen for you. She's sort of in that world. And the kids, we all get on so well it's really fun that they don't like me. They don't like me because in real life we have such a laugh. We have such a great time.
And does that help, though, to keep it fresh? Because, it's always amazed me when you go to the theatre, you see a production and it looks like that performance is the first time it's been performed. It's also fresh. But, you know, knowing that you've performed that hundreds of times before, keeping it fresh every time, is that... How does that happen?
Do you know what? I find this show one of the easiest times I've ever had to do it. And that's because everyone is a phenomenal actor, first and foremost. The singing and dancing is obviously, you know, that's brilliant as well. But everyone's an actor. So we all listen to each other and we never deliver the same line the same way each night. It depends on how we all feel. But it's like a game of tennis, basically. You bat the ball to someone and they'll bat you something back, but they might be totally different from the day before. And, you know, that's exciting and that's sort of what keeps it fresh. But they're phenomenal actors, everyone in the show.
Yeah, and what I love is, you know, if things go wrong, you have to make it look like it's part of a show.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Have you had any disasters, though, on the tour?
Oh dear. There was a rake on the stage. So in the office scene, there's I sit on a wheelie chair, and we didn't realize how bad the rake on the stage was, and I started to wheel down the stage. I was sort of like gripping for dear life, trying to get myself together. But that's the only one I can remember. I mean, there's so many, of course there are. But they're fun as well. They keep it fresh, you know.
Absolutely. Yes, it's all part of the fun, and I'm sure the audience love it when it goes wrong as well.
Oh, absolutely. And show stops and things like that. Yeah, it's all very exciting.
So there's something about Jamie, really looking forward to seeing this when you come to Woking. I've seen the movie on Amazon Prime. The story of a teenage boy wanting to, be a drag queen and wear a dress to the prom. And really, I suppose, a celebration of diversity and following your dreams, and being who you want to be in life, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a story about being your unique self and being true to who you want to be, regardless of all the barriers. You know, there's a barrier of me, there's a barrier of Dean, played by George Sampson, who's wonderful. He gets in the way, you know, he's the sort of bully of the school, and then his sort of issues with his dad, and lots of stuff. But it's the big story is just be yourself, be unique to who you are, because and surround yourself with people that lift you up rather than bring you down. Yeah. And that's why I think it resonates so much. I really do.
Yes, I think, you know, positivity and that sort of theme, particularly as we come out of lockdown, you know, anything positive and anything uplifting, you know, we're there really, aren't we? You know,
it's joyous. I mean, the end song, out of the darkness into the spotlight, is, I mean, can you imagine when we all came back singing that, it was tears, you know, oh God, we're finally here, you know, but that's what it is. It's just really becoming who you are and finding yourself. And when you're 16, my goodness, I remember it many years ago when I was 16, you know, you thought you sort of knew everything, but you really didn't. And you were guided by the people around you.
You mentioned the teacher, you know, sort of saying, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, don't have those dreams. I think we've all got stories, you know, when at school, when you go to a careers teacher or something and you say, you know, this is what I do when I leave school. And they're like, no, go and do something serious. Go work in an office, you know.
Yeah, when I was at school, I absolutely knew what I wanted to be and wanted to do. And I was absolutely told to be real, and you're not going to do that. That's people don't do that. You need to be doing this. And I was like, no, I'm doing it. So there's so many kids out there that do that.
Yeah, a bit of determination. You sort of knew what you wanted to do.
Yes.
Just don't let those people kind of tell you can't, really. Yes. So.
Yeah. So it's a can-do attitude rather than a can't-do attitude.
Absolutely. And what I love about this is Shane Ritchie is in the car and he's in drag. Now, I was reading an article about how he's been getting used to wearing high heels. That's been an experience for him, I imagine.
I think he secretly loves it. He secretly loves it. He's so fun. He's so brilliant. He's exactly how you would expect him to be. He's wonderful, but I forget sometimes he has a very, very quick change in the show. And I forget that he has to sort of have fishnets under jeans, and they'll just be sort of wandering around, and then on his feet will be fishnets. And you're like, this is so crazy. But his drag is fabulous, but he's so brilliant in the show. I mean, naturally, but he's brilliant, and he's got such a great relationship with Leighton. He's wonderful as Jamie, and his drag is something to behold.
Oh, look forward to that. I think Shane Ritchie is brilliant. I've seen him in pantomime a few times. He was at the Wimbledon Theatre, and when he came, they had sort of this wall, and they turned the bricks around. There was a picture of Shane Ritchie, and then he walked through it, you know, making that amazing. Yeah,
got love that.
Love it. I mean, that must be amazing working with Shane Ritchie, though.
Oh, it's been wonderful. We actually worked together like years and years ago in Blackpool, because I'm from Blackpool originally. We worked together years, and we sort of put it together, and we didn't realise that when he was younger and I was younger, we'd work together. But we get on like a house on fire. He's brilliant. He's such an amazing company member. You know, it always trickles down from the top. If you've got people at the top that are wonderful, you know, Leighton and Shane, you're just going to have a lovely time. You know, the vibe is always great and fun.
It's so great that, you know, you're clearly passionate and enjoying what you do. And look at some of the other stuff that you've done. You know, you've done some amazing productions, like Matilda, Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, all those sort of childhood classic novels. Yes. I mean, that must be living the dream, being part of those sort of productions.
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, with Matilda, I was in it three times. I started off as the acrobat, and then I ended up being Miss Honey, and then I left for a couple of years, and I came back playing Mrs. Wormwood. And it was, they're all very, very different characters. So it was so interesting to delve deep and, you know, and explore Roald Dahl. And then I literally moved to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as Mrs. Bucket. I play a lot of Mrs.'s and Mrs. Okay. I've picked out.
Not going to get typecast as the teacher type.
I don't want to get typecast, but there's a lot of misses and miss, you know, it's hilarious. But so, it's wonderful, yeah.
How did you first get into acting? You mentioned it was something that you were sort of saying from the get-go that you wanted to be an actor, but what was it that kind of inspired you to get into this industry?
Well, my mum and dad, actually. So my dad's a musician and also worked as a producer on Catchphrase years ago. He's done lots of different bits and bobs. And he used to work with Elton John and Tina Turner and Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers and all that sort of stuff. He's cool. My dad's very cool. He's very rock and roll. So I was always sort of immersed in that. And then my mum is a cruise director on cruise ships. So we were all sort of surrounded by the entertainment world, me and my brother. And my brother's actually in a rock band in Vegas. So, I was never going to be an accountant. It was probably never going to happen that way. But they never pushed me into it. I just really enjoyed it. I loved it. But I sort of, navigated towards theatre, and I love scripts. I love storytelling. I think storytelling is, like you say, with the pandemic, we all need some joy. We need some escapism, and especially with what's going on with Ukraine and Russia and all that sort of stuff. You need some escapism to sort of, find the joy still, because it's quite awful out there.
I have so many conversations with the people that are coming to Woking to be in some of the productions that we have in our theatre, and it's true. We always tell say this, that theatre is that escapism, and it gives you that kind of couple of hours off from watching the news and all of this sort of negative stuff that's going on. It's been a positive, and it's a form of escapism.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just at the end of our show, I've never known anything like it. Really, it's just a rush of people standing up and just a rush of joy, and it's beautiful. It's really beautiful to see, and it's exactly what we all need, and we need it as actors as well. We need it. We need to feel, like we're being listened to and telling these stories.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, as an actor on the stage, you sort of feed off the audience and their reaction and their standing ovation.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's a two-way street. It's very much, I know some people might think it's not like that, but it absolutely is. If an audience is with us, then, wow, it's so fun. It's so great. It's a collective thing. It's a teamwork when, no one knows that they're doing the work. They're just enjoying. We're all enjoying,
Absolutely. You're doing all the work, but then the audience have their role to play as well.
Yeah, and they can all have a glass of wine and some sweets and whatever.
Yes, absolutely. Just don't eat the sweets and crisps too loudly.
Yes, not loud, please. And turn your mobile phones off, thank you.
Oh, have you ever had that phone going off really loud?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah, so many times. I mean, sometimes it's a mistake, isn't it? That's fine. But sometimes, the theatre etiquette is bad.
Absolutely. You have to think about that more now because of the times we live in with technology the way it is. We've got mobile phones and you've got your iPad in your other bag.
There's so many things to think about. Apple Watches and things. Yeah, there's so much to think about. We get it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Okay, so what's next for you then? What's next on the plan? Are you going to be in this production for a while?
Well, we finish on May the 1st. So I'm not sure about the an extra life to it. I'm sure it will be because it's such a popular show. So I'm sure it will go on. I don't know when that will happen. So we don't know. But I'm actually doing Carousel at Kilworth House, actually playing hilariously Mrs. Mullins, another Mrs.
Okay.
Another Mrs.
What's going on there then?
What's going on? Honestly. So that's a little short little stint. And then from then on, we move, we audition, we do our thing. And that's what we do. Yes. On to the next. It's all very exciting. It's always exciting.
Yes, the next chapter. Always exciting. Yeah. What comes around the corner. It's been really nice to talk to you, Lara. Really looking forward to seeing you in Wimbledon. And all the best for everything.
Thank you. We can't wait. Can't wait to see you guys.